Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
America Tonight. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney. It is a big holiday season, but sadly, it's Mardi Gras brutality in New York City. If you haven't heard this story, there was a man named Ismael Brinsley who decided he was going to kill some cops in New York. So after shooting his girlfriend in Baltimore, he goes to New York. Originally, he's from Brooklyn. He looks to kill two Brooklyn cops who are sitting in the car and does exactly that. Tells people on the street and through Instagram and other social media about what he's going to do, that he is going to get revenge for the killing of Michael Brown and Eric Garner. And, of course, two very different stories. Michael Brown, the 18-year-old who was shot and killed in Ferguson, Missouri, by the then officer Darren Wilson, and Eric Garner was the man who was in a chokehold who died in New York City, and the police officer who did that also was not indicted. And there were a lot of protests over that I Can't Breathe movement has started. So this is what Ismael Brinsley said he was doing. He was getting revenge. And apparently there was a warning to New York PD, but it just came in much too late. And the sadly, the two police officers were killed, one just 40, one who had just been married for 2 months. Can you imagine for those families what that is like? A foundation set up by George Steinbrenner is paying for the education of one of the officers' two children. One is in college and the other one is younger. But it does not bring back their father, who went to work and was not responding to a call or to a robbery or any other kind of situation, but instead was simply sitting in his police car when his life ended by somebody who was bragging on the street and through social media that he was going to kill some cops. And that's exactly what happened. Unimaginable is what I can say. Absolutely unimaginable. Here in America Tonight, throughout the couple of shows this week and next week, we're taking a look back at the big stories from 2014, and then we'll look ahead to 2015. One of the biggest stories was Ebola. In fact, Time magazine devoted its issue of Persons of the Year to people who were fighting Ebola. So we had a conversation with Dr. Mardia Stone, who was in Liberia, was there, and had spoken to many people who survived Ebola, but also to how many people were lost, talked to families as to what had happened and what was going on. And she gives us an amazing description of the symptoms and of what it was like to be there and the rituals that people have in death that they can't do in some of those West African nations because it's frankly too dangerous. They can't be touching any of the bodies, the dead bodies especially, are particularly hot for Ebola once somebody has died of that disease. So one of our big conversations was with Dr. Stone. We talked to many other people as well about Ebola. But I thought she was particularly interesting because she had just gotten back from the country. And as you know, in this country, we had the debacle in Dallas, Texas. We had the CDC talking about what to do and how to handle Ebola. We found out that there were four really good centers in the United States to deal with an Ebola quarantine or incubation, if you will. And all four of those spots were used for people who came in from other countries with Ebola. And Thomas Duncan, the patient who had come to Dallas, was sent home when he had symptoms. And then by the time he had come back, he was just riddled with Ebola. And two nurses who treated him got Ebola. And that made huge, huge news. Both survived, and they were part of this big story of Ebola and how you get Ebola and how we deal with it in the United States and how scary it is in Africa and how many people have died from it. I read a great book since then. It's called The Hot Zones by Richard Preston, and it's about Ebola. It's reads like a novel, but it's a true story about the origins of it, how far back it goes, what happened, and how certain people got Ebola and had no idea what was happening. And a lot of that was through somebody spreading it, being in an emergency room, not realizing it, and not until autopsies were done coming across Ebola and identifying the virus. And let me tell you, it's a very, very scary book. And that story in itself, especially in the last 3 or 4 months, really exploded in the United States. We were talking about it in Africa. We were talking about it in three countries in particular, in West Africa. But once it came to the United States, then the conversation ratcheted up even higher. And, of course, with our satellite facility being in Dallas, the hysteria in Dallas at the beginning of this was unbelievable because of the nurses being infected and what happened at Texas Presbyterian Hospital and how they've really tried to repair their image in the city. There's lots of billboards up, and they did a lot of commercials afterwards to talk about how committed they are to the community, because it was just that precarious for them as they were losing a lot of business right and left after the death of Tom Duncan. So Dr. Stone joins us in our third segment here on America Tonight. Plus, over the weekend, a lot of you had plenty to say about the officers being shot, about the end of the football season, and a couple of other things that made our mailbag I thought were pretty interesting. Cuba on the minds of many, the North Korea threat also heavily discussed in the emails I received because of the movie, the interview being canceled, and North Korea denying the hack but warning that so much more worse is coming with cyber bullying and attacks and all that kind of stuff. And so what does that mean, that they're going to attack citadels, that they're going to, it's going to dwarf what happened with Sony, it's going to be that much worse for us? And it's starting to bring that conversation back around again about security and walls and knowing how safe you are or aren't on the internet highway. It's certainly the Pentagon is attacking and trying to figure out the cesspool of terrorism, because this is the new frontier. But we've known this, and there's been a lot of build up to this, but the North Koreans saying that they weren't responsible for the hack, but get ready because we're going to make it that much worse. What does that mean? And how would you like to be the CEO of Sony Entertainment and dealing with all these emails that are being leaked out? Oh, my. Talk about a nightmare at the end of the year. Stay with us. We're hitting the mailbag next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. places, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar's lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
All right, as previously mentioned, in a little preview of the fact that the emails flowed in over the weekend, some of it included conversation about Ismael Brinsley walking up to officers Weehan Liu and Rafael Ramos on Saturday in Brooklyn as they simply sit in their patrol car and shot them cold blood style in the head. Unbelievable. On that note, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
All right, this one from Patty, who says, Kate, it is awful to wake up on Sunday and read my paper. Yes, I still get a Sunday paper and hear about the grim murders of these two innocent police officers. It makes you wonder if all the anti-cop rhetoric around the city of New York helped push this nut in that direction. I'll tell you, it's very, very sad to read the personal stories of the two cops, but then to also read about the perpetrator, this Brinsley, who said to people on the street, watch what I'm going to do, and just killed the cops and then took his own life by a subway somewhere. I'll tell you, it makes no sense. It's sad. It doesn't bring back the lives of the two cops, one who had just gotten married, the other one who had a couple of kids. What a cowardly attack. And these are dangers that are routinely faced, I think, by police officers. Sometimes we need to honor the valor of these boys in blue. And yes, there are some bad eggs, but certainly there are some terrific policemen. who certainly don't deserve to be cut down in this stark, horrible way. Well, I think it's a big reminder of what happens to cops every day. My brother-in-law is a police officer, and I just had dinner with him, and he can't be back on the so-called beat for a couple of months because he's a motorcycle cop, and a deer jumped out in front of him, and he hit a deer and had to have shoulder surgery. But he's told me stories that would just make the hair on your arms. I've said this before, just stand up. It's incredibly sad what happened to these two cops. It's just a heinous attack, and it's awful for the city of New York, certainly awful for those families, and that's the most important thing. All right, we'll do two more on that. This one from Sandra. Kate, I'm sure you know about the two police in Brooklyn who were killed in their patrol car, and you hear the story about Ismael Brinsley. He was obviously unstable and had an axe to grind and decided that his anti-cop rhetoric, he was going to kill whoever it was that happened to be in the area. I don't think that they were hunted down. They just were in the wrong place and had no idea what hit them when they were killed. And then to say that this was because of a protest over Michael Brown and Eric Garner is outrageous. And he was not right in the head, obviously. Yeah, he's deranged, of course, but it's terrible that they had no recourse. So he commits suicide, he kills them first, then commits suicide, and there's nothing but questions surrounding him. They're investigating it. They saw posts on Twitter and Instagram and all that kind of stuff, so they're piecing it together, and it's there just are no words for this. It's just there aren't. Blood's on the hands of a very sick, sick man who did a sick, sick thing, and it does nothing to ease the pain of the families. On a holiday, as we get ready for coming up in a handful of days, Christmas. All right, like I said, I'll take one more after that, and this one is from Jake in Austin. Kate, I don't know who wants to be a police officer anymore. It seems as though they have so much red tape that they have to jump through. And then you hear about the two cops that died in New York. And if anything, you would think New York would come together and not start attacking each other. I saw a few things on the Sunday morning shows, which I thought were wrong. They were talking about anti-police rhetoric and the fact that this helped make this man whipped up into a situation where he was going to go and get some revenge for the killings of Eric Garner and Michael Brown. And it's absolutely heinous, and there just aren't enough adjectives to use to describe what happened here. And of course, he took the chicken way out after assassinating two cops, killing himself, and not leaving anything for the cops to go on other than he was sick in the head. Yeah, it's interesting to see the reaction, like Al Sharpton, and Al Sharpton said the using the names of Garner and Michael Brown with violence is against the pursuit of justice in both cases, and they've stressed at the rallies and marches that anyone engaging in violence is an enemy to the pursuit of justice in both of their cases. And, you know, let's hope so. Let's not try to lather people up and get them into a situation where it's easy for them to tilt over. I mean, I do think he wasn't right, that's for sure. He wasn't right in the head, absolutely. Let's go out to Grim. Hey, Grim, how are you?
I'm doing good. I know I didn't win. I know it was a blowout and all that, but what is this, week 6 or 7?
Week 6 or 7. Yeah, we have one more week left, and that's it. They're in the playoffs. Unbelievable.
Yeah, but the scoring across the board.
I know, it's crazy.
Again.
I know. It's so hard to predict it. I agree. It's nutty.
Well, I'll give you this much. I did the same thing Matt did, and I think I threw all my luck at San Diego. But I watched 40 minutes, and I said, this is a blowout. And I said, I guess this is what the weekend is going to be like. And watched an hour program, then I turned around and I came back to it, and I said, wow, they come back. You know, you know, when they went in overtime, I said, San Diego, if you're going to win it, you got to win it. They won.
Yeah, crazy, huh?
I mean, it's time for them to show up.
Yeah.
But I know you're not going to go in the Super Bowl, but here's the grim Super Bowl for you. The two teams are going to be the Detroit Lions and Pittsburgh.
Really? Detroit Lions? I'm writing that down right now because I do not believe that. You think the Cowboys are out of it, they get knocked out.
Well, you look at who they got to go against.
Mm-hmm.
In playoffs. Take a look at the playoffs. And I'm sitting here watching the Steelers, and, you know, their injury report's low. Of course, the sad thing was this weekend watching Roethlisberger get, you know, limp off. That kind of blew my mind there. But they still got a chance. But the money that I'm looking at for a good game would be Detroit and Pittsburgh.
Detroit and Pittsburgh, and by the way, we are doing this through the playoffs, so there's still time to nail the score.
Oh yeah. I got one more question, because, you know, I don't have internet. I'd email you and whatnot. That's why I call in. But if Sonny got a hold of Obama's electronic date book, I'm just wondering if he didn't schedule Dennis Rodman in to come in to become the, for North Korea, what is it they call? Ambassador for North Korea.
Yeah, no, but he's not going to get hacked into. We know that for sure.
I thought you'd have a good laugh with that one, because that'd be the next, you know, embassy that he'd open, wouldn't it be?
North Korea. Oh, the North Koreans, they hate America so much. There would be no discussion, that's for sure, Grim. You can see because of threats about the cyber attack. We did not attack you, but just so you know, we're going to come after you. So don't worry. You want to try to blame us for that? Fine, but it's not what happened. But beware, because we have the capability of blowing you out of the water, so to speak, when it comes to cyber crime. And we're going to do it. I mean, that's pretty much the response back from North Korea. That look out, because this hack is just the beginning. The U.S. citadels are going to be attacked, and that would dwarf what happened on Sony. If they, you know, forget the whole thing about the interview, it'd be that much bigger. So they're threatening, what did the president call it? Cyber vandalism, and it was cyber vandalism. And if they become the evil hijackers of the of our internet, and much worse, this will not be good, my friends. One of the re-racks of the year, as we were talking about Ebola, Dr. Stone, next.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Very pleased to welcome to the show Dr. Mardia Stone, who is an international health expert who just actually came back from Liberia working with the government at the epicenter of this deadly epidemic that we've been talking about, and concerned about what's happening here in the U.S. and concerned about what's happening, obviously, over in Liberia and what's going on with the experimental drug ZMapp and producing that. And she's got quite a story to tell. Dr. Stone, thanks for coming on with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
So you were there, and you went into communities that were quarantined because of Ebola, and you met with 80 Ebola survivors who didn't get that ZMapp. What did they tell you? How did they survive this?
Well, I didn't meet with 80 people altogether. There are over 100 people now who actually survived Ebola. But basically, most of them, when they became ill, showed up at the treatment center early enough to get the kind of care that they needed. Because, the treatment for, there's no cure for Ebola, but the treatment is individualized because it depends on what kind of symptoms you're manifesting. So if you have a high fever, they treat that. If you're vomiting, they treat that. Whatever your symptoms are is what they treat. And the earlier you get there, the better it is. So they, literally described what happened, how they felt, mostly starting off with a high fever that was unrelenting. and perspiring profusely and having a very, very severe headache. So most of them started with that kind of symptom.
Wow.
People were just terrified, really terrified about catching Ebola because you don't know who has it. And somebody can be exposed and manifest the disease at any moment, and you don't know who has it. So people are really terrified.
How are the families dealing with the devastating diagnosis when you said they're terrified of Ebola because they see how many people aren't surviving from this? What did you see among those who were survivors?
Well, one of the things, a lot of them were concerned about stigmatization because people really, even though they were tested negative for Ebola before they left the hospital, people were just afraid to be around them. And a lot of them, their families didn't even want them to come back home. You know, so they had this kind of stigmatization and discrimination against them. And for them, it was like, you know, you survive Ebola, but yet and still, people are not embracing. You know, they're not happy that you survived. They're just terrified of you coming in their midst. And so that was one of the things that survivors were experiencing. I talked to one of them a few days ago in Liberia, and he was saying that the stigmatization problem has not changed. People are still afraid of people who have survived, and people really still don't want to be around people who have survived because they don't believe that, you know, you're actually well, completely well, and that at any given moment you may reinfect them. I mean, you may infect them because you could become reinfected, which is not so, because, you know, people who survive have developed antibodies that protect them against secondary infections with Ebola. So once you have survived, you know, your likelihood of getting Ebola again is very, 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 very slim to none.
Yeah, Dr. Stone, is this why they're treating the one nurse in Dallas with somebody who survived Ebola with the blood from that patient because of the antibodies, I suppose? Is that the reason why?
Right. Yes, that's the reason why. Because, you know, the first people who did this kind of experiment was way back in 1976. The Africans in Zaire at that time, people were dying so quickly, and for those who survived, they decided to transfuse the blood of people who had survived in those that manifested the signs and symptoms of Ebola, and it worked. And Western physicians and scientists were telling them, don't do this, don't do that, it's not going to work, but it worked. And so this is why now, you know, they can actually save more lives by transfusing blood into people.
Yeah. The ZMAP, in talking about people who survive without getting the ZMAP, and now there is the crush of scientists who are using other experimental drugs and trying to produce the company producing the ZMAP. And yet some people will say, well, the ZMAP is, we don't know for sure, but it seems as though the few doses that were there helped the people. Tell us about ZMAP and what you think its effectiveness is.
Well, one really does not know whether those who survived actually survived because of ZMAP. Because, for example, with Ken Brantley, he was having supportive care before he got the ZMAP. But my understanding is that, you know, from what the story he tells is that from the minute he got the ZMAP, he could literally feel the difference in his recovery. So it's possible that it worked, but it's possible also that all of the other care he was getting, the hydration, treating every symptom that he had, probably is what saved him as well. Because, you know, there are over 100 people who did not have ZMAP, who didn't have any experimental anything, and they survived because they got to the treatment center early enough that they were given the supportive treatment that kept them alive. So the key is get to the center early enough, get to the treatment facility early enough, get to the hospital early enough if you start manifesting symptoms. Because because the sooner you get there, and you know, and the sooner they start treating your symptoms, the more likely you are to survive.
Yeah. Dr. Stone, you were, as I mentioned at the top, obviously you were in Liberia. You're an international health expert, and you've been in epidemic spots before, I suppose. Did you, you know, with now we're talking about what you're supposed to wear and the CDC saying the nurse must have somehow messed up because there's just no way with all the gear and the protective gear that she would have caught Ebola. But is that true? Because isn't there little things that could happen where you don't realize what you've done, even in just touching your eye or something, I guess?
Yes. One of the critical things about the protective gear is that, you know, you're protecting yourself when you go into an area where somebody is acutely ill with Ebola. But the critical thing is taking it off, because most of the people who have gotten infected, who had protective gear on, got infected in the process of taking it off. And the reason for that is because, you know, the when you're in close proximity to an infected person, the virus may get on your protective gear. So when you go to take it off, usually, at least in Liberia, they spray you with a highly concentrated chlorinated solution. You know, they spray all over you with this stuff, and then you take it off, because you can touch the garment as you take it off and not realize that you have touched some area where some kind of infective fluid was. And, you know, you go to touch it, you take it off and you go to touch yourself, and you may touch your eye, touch your ear, touch your nose, or touch some part of your body, not realizing that you may have some small amount of this thing on your body, and then you get infected. So it is the taking it off, which is specific. You've got to take it off in such a way that you don't touch any part of your body as you're taking this thing off. And then, of course, it's discarded after you take it off. So yes, indeed, people get infected because they don't take off the garment properly.
Mm. What was the toughest thing about this whole latest trip for you, and seeing the devastation and, as you said, the stigmatism that people were feeling? What was the hardest thing about this?
Well, the thing was that it is a change in lifestyle, a change in the way people relate to each other. Liberians are people who love to embrace and touch each other. And the public health message is don't touch, don't hug, don't shake hands, you know. And so people are keeping their distance. People aren't visiting their friends. And it's like a whole new way of living. And then you don't know who may have it. So, you know, everybody is suspect. So everybody is sort of on guard, you know, 24 hours of the day. And so it makes it a very tense way to live. And so, it, you know, it's intense. It's a very intense environment to be in at this point in time.
Dr. Stone, do you feel confident that with all the people that are helping and trying to get rid of, stomp out Ebola in West Africa, do you feel confident that we'll be able to get this under control?
Well, yes, I feel confident that you can get it under control. But the people have to help themselves. You know, for example, the epidemic in West Africa started in Guinea. Guinea now has the fewest number of cases. And, you know, they're containing the transmission of the virus more effectively than they are in Liberia. Liberia, where the transmission occurred from Guinea, has almost tripled the number of cases that you have in Guinea. And the reason, I believe, is because the people in Liberia are not really listening to the public health messages. And if they are hearing those messages, they're not applying everything that they're being asked to do. For example, the dead body of an Ebola-infected person is equally infectious as the live person. And people are being told, do not touch anybody who is dead, you know, because you can get infected. But because of the traditions and the rituals, the traditional rituals surrounding burial, people in villages and towns are still trying to bury the dead.
Wow. Dr. Stone, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Yes, family and friends are gathering to give gifts and wish health and security. But why not enhance cell phone and wireless device security all year with Block It Pocket, a family-owned American business? We now have two spectacular holiday specials. Find them now at our new website, blockitpocket.com, or call 888-315-9618. Hurry, holiday special ends Christmas Day. Give the gift of security from blockitpocket.com, wishing you health, freedom, and liberty.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Feel it. Give it today. If you can't, then it doesn't matter anyway. You will never understand it because it happens to me. And it feels so good. It's like you're walking the glass. It's so cool. So if it's right. It's so groovy. It's out of sight. You can touch it. Feel it. Pieces of meat.
All right, we're making the final turn here for this edition of America Tonight. Some odds and ends. We talked heavily about the police officers that were killed on Saturday in New York in a terrible, terrible execution-style hit, really, of a rambling, crazy man, Ismael Brinsley, and I'm sure more will emerge in the next couple of days. Terrible for the family members and the brother cops, too, dealing with this as you get close to the end of a year. You're finishing out shifts and spending time with family, but now, obviously, these families will be burying their husbands, their brothers, their friends, you know, all the that entails, certainly. Coming up next year, politically speaking, boy, will we look ahead next week at some of the big issues, including a Supreme Court challenge or arguments that will be heard in February over one of the key tenets of Obamacare, what's going to happen with immigration, both chambers, the majority now being Republicans, and the Department of Homeland Security, funded only through the end of February. Plus, there is the usual push-pull over the deficit, and also, besides immigration, one of the thornier topics, too, has become oil and the Keystone Pipeline. Will that get the high sign, or do we see that that still continues to be stalled? And then there are some appointments that should happen in the upcoming new year, too, as well. And, of course, another part of the conversation is going to be about Cuba and lifting the embargo or not, because Congress has to vote on that. So there is still, meaning if you go into Cuba and you're there doing whatever it is you're doing, a journalist goes in and wants to bring things in for the people in Cuba because it's like they live in the 50s. And still, as I've said, there are many humanitarian challenges. I heard something the other day where they have cell phones because cell phones were brought in, but they don't have a copier machine. There's like no copier machines at the university to copy anything. So you can't, with the embargo, there's things that can't be brought in or things that can't leave that country. And does that stay in place? Will Congress vote something differently? I bet some of that embargo just hangs. I think that embargo just hangs on. But there will be a consulate there. There will be an ambassador. In fact, there's already a place that's working, and there's already Americans who have been there, and they've been putting pressure on the Castro regime for a long time. But now you have Raul Castro in charge. It's a little bit different. So we'll see. We'll see how far this whole Cuba thing goes, and what does it mean? What does it mean besides traveling restrictions are eased? What does it mean for the people in Cuba? What does it mean for the people in the United States? How about that? Big deal as to who the ambassador of Cuba will be. Already, Lindsey Graham has said there's a snowball's chance in hell of a confirmation. So you get the idea there. I'm sure there's going to be more conversation about cyber crimes after this whole Sony hack, because things there have just gotten worse. It's become an incredible crisis problem for the not only for the motion picture company, but just in general being held hostage by the North Koreans over the release of a movie, which is crazy. It's crazy that that happened. And the North Koreans, of course, are denying it, but saying get ready for an avalanche of something even worse. The emails that leaked out, the specifics, taking chunks out of people and saying some pretty incredibly strong things. I mean, it's just emails, you know. What are you writing in your emails thinking they're not going to be exposed and made public? Certainly at Sony Pictures, they weren't thinking about that. The fact that the picture, though, was canceled, the interview, is really the craziest part of that. Not something any of us were expecting to happen, I don't think, that just because of that, it takes down the picture. Because obviously they greenlit the picture in the first place, knowing what it was about, and then to have the picture made and say, okay, now we can't air it for fear of retribution, because that's exactly what happened. That's what North Korea was saying, that they would come back and it would lead to a 9/11 style attack if they had the premiere, if Sony had the premiere in New York. So that started it. That started the, okay, we're backing off of this, and the theater saying, yeah, we're not going to run it, which just makes more interest, of course, in the picture itself and people wanting to see it, wanting to see it. Here's kind of an, you know, I said this is odds and ends. So two interesting things here. One, I don't know if many people know this, and you could argue, but Tampa Bay is the lightning capital of the world. And since I have close family there, my brother and his family. I've spent a lot of time in Tampa and close to the stadium, too. Seven people were injured when lightning struck a car outside of Raymond James Stadium. That happened in Tampa. They were playing the game against the Green Bay Packers. They say that the lightning hit at about 4 o'clock in the afternoon near the end of the game. It kicked up rocks and gravel and knocked a few people down, and that some of the injured people experienced an indirect lightning strike. It was mostly the victims were in their early 20s, but there were two in their 70s. It was just this boom, and it scared the people that were there, you know, walking out of the game. They just saw a huge flash, and they said it sounded like a bomb went off. Well, that's how that lightning is there. There was a Super Bowl poster one time that was done, and that's the guy who did the Super Bowl poster told me that officially Tampa was the lightning capital, and he had done the poster with the lightning in the air. And there have been lots of reports of people who survived lightning strikes, but there have been people that have been killed in that area because of the lightning, too. And I'll tell you, when you're in Tampa and you start to see that happen, you see people really scattering hand for, you know, head for cover, because they're used to that, knowing that this is what happens sometimes. Sadly, Muhammad Ali was hospitalized over the weekend with a mild case of pneumonia. The good news is, as I said, mild case of pneumonia. 72 years old. They say he's in stable condition, and he wasn't feeling well, but they say the prognosis is good because it was caught early, and it's just going to be a short stay for him. Remember, Muhammad Ali has been struggling with Parkinson's for a very long time, since 84. That's when he was diagnosed with Parkinson's, 3 years after he retired. And he has traveled the world, really, on humanitarian missions and has rubbed elbows with anyone and everyone you can possibly think of. I remember when he got the Medal of Freedom from President George W. Bush back in 2005. And he is still out there. He's still out there doing some of the things that he did before, but now pneumonia and his condition apparently is improving. So that's the good news, because at a certain age you get pneumonia. As many of you know, you've dealt with it or dealt with it with family members. It can be deadly. And because they caught it early, he is knocking it out, it sounds like. And that's why they're calling it a mild case. But sometimes older people don't realize they have it, and then it gets that much worse. There's even variations of it. Once you catch it, how people have to try to shake it, and sometimes it requires these hospital stays, depending on how old and the immune system and whatnot. Good news about Tom Brokaw. We used to see him on the screen all the time as our NBC national anchor. He says his cancer is in remission. Woohoo! That's a reason to celebrate and a great note to end on. Tom Brokaw loved his book about the greatest generation. He's such a good storyteller. If you have any thoughts on the show, you can always share them with me, americatonight.net. Click on contact and bada bing, you are in. Thanks for listening.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.